Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
So, Steve, did Ava Gardner and Howard Hughes have a good relationship?
Well, they did, until he dislocated her jaw.
What?
Well, don't worry. She hit him back with an ashtray.
From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
Hello, I am Anderson Cowan, and I've got a movie to make, and this is Loaded for Bear. Let's make this movie week 19 of 36 weeks. Quick little update here, updating you on what's happening with the project, and as is the case every week, pretty much, lots is happening. But first and foremost, I would like to thank the latest contributors who are making all of this possible. So that's you, Tyler Brewer. That's you, Alan Blankenship. Alex Blankenship. Oh, Christ, that sounded bad, didn't it? When I'm mispronouncing names, and I should know because I know Alex Blankenship. Alec Rhodes, thank you very much. Teresa Kwong. Oh, Teresa, you're the best. Thank you so much. Chaz. Oh, I just saw you, Chaz, because we just had the producers meeting, and I was just on the old Zoom meeting with Chaz, and I said thank you very much for once again contributing a large chunk, and you moved up into a new level. You're now officially an associate producer, so thank you very much. And Andrew Martin is back in as well. Andrew has not made one of the meetings yet, but I have faith that I will see you on the meeting. We just wrapped up the meeting moments ago, and at the very end I was asking where everyone was from, because we had a pretty good attendance today, and it's crazy. We have people from all over the country. Everyone's in the United States right now. We don't have anyone outside the United States, but everyone is on those producer meetings, active producers, as well as anyone who's at that level. You guys are all over the place, all over the country. And it's really, really cool to have a project like this with so much synergy happening from people, all over the place that I would not have met if it wasn't for the shows and if it wasn't for technology. And actually, I got a little bit sappy there at the end. I'm like, you know what? Technology is really awful in so many ways and ruins our lives in so many ways. And, you know, I can't even go on social media because I'm a human being, I guess. And I just don't have thick enough skin for it. I don't have the stomach for it. But if it wasn't for technology, we wouldn't be able to do things like this. And that meeting alone kind of blows my mind that we have people from all these different time zones and we're all, you know, gathering together for the same cause, which is really, really cool. So here's where we're at. I'll start off with casting. Some interesting ideas are coming about casting. We're still with two out of the four that we're casting right now. We're waiting to hear back from some people's peoples. There's like vacation still happening. It's summer. The strike is still ongoing. But we are still waiting to hear back on one, if not two. And I have some really great ideas. And it looks like we're going to actually be locked in for casting as soon as a week from today. We might just be where we're going to be like, this is who we want to go with, this is who we're going to go with, and here's who we're comfortable with going with. As far as locations had a really, really nice happy accident that happened this week. It looks like we're going to be shooting, hopefully, if all goes as planned, as of right now, we're going to be shooting where we do the Born to Act players classes every week in that space, which obviously most of us are very familiar with that are in those classes. And I'm going to have around 15 to 16 Born to Act players in this short film. So they're all very comfortable and familiar with this space. And we're also going to build it out to also double as our office, because the short film has four scenes, but two locations, and we're going to do it all in the same spot. And then at the end of the short, there's a big, you know, wide reveal, and it shows that we've been shooting a movie all along. And you'll also see that office that we're going to build out in that space, which is just going to add to that big reveal at the end of the movie. And the happy accident that occurred was the corner of this big hall, as they call it, that I'll be renting at the church here, out here locally. In the corner where we're going to build out, we're going to put a rug down, build cubicles, put, you know, we're trying to make it period. I want it to be mid 90s, even for the short, clothes wise, as well as, you know, obviously the office is really going to lend itself to having old phones and technology from the mid 90s. But there's a door in the back corner, which I've never even noticed before. And I've been in that room for thousands of hours at this point, probably. And there's a door. And my my DP and very good friend, Milan Janison. Mickey and I were there scouting the location. I was showing him what I wanted to do. And we opened the door to see what was in there. And it was an office. And that's exactly what we need for that scene. We were trying to get creative and maybe lose the actual office, because it goes from the open cubicle part of the office to a private office. That's what the scene calls for. We didn't have that. We were not able to do that if that office didn't exist. If it was just two walls and we were building a faux office with set designing and creative, clever set designing and building of the cubicles, we would not have been able to have our one of our lead actors get called into an office for reprimanding. We're going to have the boss come in and clear the room and get rid of. So that was a very, very nice, happy accident. And they don't happen very often when you're trying to make things work like that. So that was that was the most exciting part of my week, was opening a door and seeing an office. All right. I'm also crewing up. I got some of my crew who I loved working with from Groupers are available. Unfortunately, because of the strikes, a lot of people are available. I was talking to Mickey, and there's actual like IOTC members who are not able to pay rent. I mean, it's getting really, really bad. He was saying that a friend of his is living in his car right now. It's getting bad. So I don't know why I just made it all depressing and sad, but that is the case. Speaking of the strike and the optics of this, I did get a few emails from some of you. I got a text from a friend, actually. Well, not a friend, but somebody I know, somebody I respect, somebody I like. And I am getting a little, some people are like, I don't know if this is the right thing. I don't know if, you know, the optics are good here. And, you know, it's, and I have to wholeheartedly disagree with that. For one, I agree with you if I'm making Groupers again, or if I'm making a movie that's, for lack of a better term, I feel like this movie is going to serve a purpose larger than you know. It's for a very good cause. I truly believe that. I really want to make this movie for the Born to Act players. To make the documentary for the Born to Act players. I want to make the short film so that we can hopefully make the feature film for the Born to Act players, and to get this story out there and to just show what I've known for a long time and help tell it in a fun, interesting story, which is the script for Loaded for Bear, both the short as well as the feature length film. The studios are the ones who are taking advantage of people, and they have been for a long time. That's what this story is about. It's parallel to the actual strike in so many ways. It's all about, you know, people with not a whole lot of creativity at the top taking advantage of the people below them because they call the shots and they have the money. And that's what this is about. There's so many parallels that we don't even have to tweak it to make it about the strike and all unions and all people that have been taken advantage of by the people at the top all the way along. And if it means getting some people who, you know, ruffling their feathers a little bit or making them feel like we're doing the wrong thing, I hate it, but I'm willing to take that risk because the actual union, from what I understand, has said you can promote these small projects, you can promote these independent movies. They are not the enemy. If it was nothing but independent movies, things would be, in a lot of ways, much better than these giant conglomerates that have been just milking and people and trying to, you know, get every last dime so their yachts could get larger, as Bill Burr says. And they're corporations. They're giant corporations. And that's not what we are. And that's not what a lot of movies out there are. A lot of movies are made. They're independent movies. They're made by people who love movies. They have a vision. And this was a cold, hard reality and a fact that was made very, very clear to me when I was making Groupers. And that is this. Usually the people that make independent movies, and like what I did with Groupers, with our little Groupers that we made, and a lot of you were a part of that as well, like, we are thinking about it around the clock. We're going to do every single thing we can to make sure that movie is as good as it can possibly be with the limited resources we have. When you're working on a studio film, especially if it's not your own, you're punching a clock. And I'm not saying this is everybody. And a lot of people, you know, work in their department, and they're creative and they love what they do and they give it their all. But a lot of the time with a lot of projects, it's just a 9 to 5. I'm not trying to, because of the structure, because of the way that it's just the factory, and it's just about getting butts in the seats, and it's not even about the art anymore or about the story. It's like, okay, this actor and that actor bring in XYZ and we can sell it overseas, and like, it'll make the corporation this much money. That's the enemy. This little story is not the enemy. And us getting together essentially with friends and making something that we believe in is not the enemy. So If anything, it's helping tell the story of the big guy being, you know, the age-old bad guy to the little guy. All right, so I don't know if that was something I should have brought here, but it's just, it's top of mind. I'm thinking about it all the frickin' time, and I, yeah, we are not punching down. We are not looking to take advantage of people who are desperate. That there's no one who's working on this or saying yes because they are hungry yet, and that's not what we, you know what, do you know what I mean? Like, okay, I hope this makes sense. Please leave me some comments. I'm putting this on YouTube now too, if you have, if you'd like to continue this conversation. But what I'm hearing is from the union leaders, like Fran Drescher herself, like you can don't quote me on this because I heard this from, I didn't hear it from her mouth, but somebody told me that she said it. Like, she's saying, like, you can promote your projects. You can promote your small projects. You're just not working for the evil conglomerate right now until we hammer out a deal. Okay? So that's why they have these carve-outs. That's why we're going to be SAG after compliant. I mean, we're not breaking rules here. We're, you know, Film LA, we're going to get permits. It's all going to be above board. So, okay. That said, we need some help. And if you would like your name to be associated with this movie that will last, that will be around forever, this short film that's going to have actual names in it, please go over to loadedforbeardoc.com. I should have said at the beginning, loadedforbeardoc.com, to see what it is. Mike Carano, my son Atticus, and I are planning on making a new little pitch video and showing some clips of what we've been shooting for the documentary. But your money goes to the documentary and the short. They're all part of the same family, and it's all towards getting the feature narrative produced through you know, investors and what do you call, financiers, and, you know, traditional money, not the studios. I'm not looking to sell this to the studios. That's not the plan. I could never work for a studio. That's like having a boss. All right, well, I've said enough. I'm all over the place because I'm flustered at misunderstandings. I'm flustrated at people, you know, drawing sand, drawing a line in the sand and saying, we're on this side. And if you're not with us, you're against us. And it's just, that's not what this is. All right. So come be on my side. That's what I'm saying. Thank you very much for listening. And I'll talk to you for week 20. Woo, the weeks are just flying by. Talk to you next week, guys.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Neil.
And I'm Ken.
And we are from the Triviality Podcast, a pub trivia-style game show where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Join us each week for an hour-long game of general knowledge trivia featuring special guests from around the world, plus tons of extra themed episodes.
If you want to improve your trivia game,
or you just want to scream at us in your car when we get easy questions wrong,
then we're the show for you. Find Triviality on all your favorite podcast apps.
But you know that because you're already listening to a podcast.